Harper, Nick DiPopoulos and I have written a little poem. Do you mind if we recite it now?
Yes, Harpo, I do.
All right, here goes. You start it out, Nick.
Sure. After listening to you, Fizzer, we admit that you're a whizzer. You must be the champion quizzer of our day.
But there's one interrogation, not in your examination, that we'd like to give quotation right away.
What can you, the listener, do that will prove to us that you like McGee and all his crew of zany acts?
It's a very simple answer. Buy a bottle, sir, or can, sir, of that very famous brand, sir, Johnson's Wax.
That's okay. Harpo must think he's doing an Edgar Guest appearance. Fanfare! So you think you're smart, eh? All right, folks, now we're going into the fourth and last round of our So You Think You're Smart A quiz contest. And the first contestant to come before the microphone, who is it, Harpo?
Mr. Silvius Watson.
You ready, Watson?
Yeah.
Very well, Mr. Watson. The question is, if a hairdresser is somebody who curls up and dies, and a sculptor is somebody who makes faces and busts, what is a Gibraltar?
That's easy, please. That's a man who gibs up and brawls.
I'm sorry, Watson. Now then, who's next? Oh, yes, Mrs. Fling.
All right, Professor.
All right, Mrs. Fling. I'm going to have Mr. Billy Mills play part of two different numbers. You tell us what time of day is represented by each number. Number one. What time, Mrs. Fling?
I don't know, I'm sure.
You don't recognize 3 o'clock in the morning?
Nope. I always go to bed early back home.
I'm sorry to have kept you up, Mr. Flink. Now, we'll try this one. Number two, Billy. There. What time does that represent, Mrs. Flink?
Well, I'm real sorry, but I guess I don't know.
Well, I'll give you a hint. When the dad-da choo-choo leaves for Alabama, what's dad-da?
That's baby talk. And I think the whole thing is simply ridiculous. Goodbye.